We're back with another edition of Tell Talk, this time on the road, visiting a call center near you. On the phone with us is author, consultant, and spokesman for the call center industry, Steve Kasha from Kasha.com. Hi, Steve.
How you doing there?
Steve's the author of World Class Customer Service and Telestress. We've got a question from an experienced call center agent.
Some callers are stuck on hold a little longer than we'd like to admit. Steve, is there a correlation between the average time on hold and the quality of the call?
Depending on what a customer is listening to when they're on hold will affect the quality of the call. Now, companies such as Advertel that have a quality message that the customer can listen to while they're on hold, that customer is being informed. In some ways, the customer is being entertained, and when they finally get to the rep, they'll be a little more calm. However, if a customer is on hold, studies have shown that someone who's on hold for just a short amount of time perceives they're on hold for a lot longer than that. And a customer who thinks they're on hold for a long time, and if they're not being entertained or informed, and when they finally get to a rep, they've got this attitude of, do you know how long I've been holding to speak to you? And the call gets off to a bad start. So the correlation between average speed of answer and quality is certainly there.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's experience talking.
If the call gets off to a bad start, what happens to the phone rep? He's blasted right from the word go. And getting blasted over the phone escalates the phone rep's stress. And if he's not careful and he allows himself to get stressed, now his ability to think calmly and rationally is diminished.
Well, that's all the time we have for now. If you're a call center and would like to develop world-class service for yourself, log on to Advertel.com. Click on the link to Steve Kasha and keep listening for another edition of Tell Talk.